Tyler, I'm going to do something we don't usually do on the show.
Okay.
I'm going to give us an actual intro.
Sure.
Welcome back, everybody, to Knowing Ball. Hey, we are a football podcast sometimes where we really suck. We don't actually know all that much, but we try to pretend like we do. That is the bit.
You have confidence, that's all that matters, right?
Yeah, as long as you say it loudly enough,
Right.
people will believe it. That's basically,
Loudly enough and with enough passion,
yeah,
people are like, oh, maybe this kid knows a little something.
exactly. I think that we always forget to tell people we are on YouTube. Obviously, that's probably where most people are watching. We're on Spotify, we're on Apple Podcasts. We're gonna get out of the way first. Give us a follow, give us a like, comment. Let us
Greatly
know.
appreciated.
I've Obviously, this is mostly for fun, but give us a little more reason to keep going every day.
Yeah.
I don't think we have a whole lot of football planned for today, Tyler, because it has slowed down. Free agency has slowed down. We're basically just waiting for the draft.
Yep.
Aaron Rodgers is still on his darkness retreat.
He might go to Minnesota.
If he goes to Minnesota, I will, like, the prophecy is confirmed. And that would be like not only the funniest outcome, but like the perfect outcome. And yes, I very much want it to be Minnesota, not just because I don't want him on the Steelers, but because it would be so funny for him to be a Viking.
I mean, it would just I feel like it's surprising, but people wouldn't turn heads. They'd be like, it's just the legacy of former Packers quarterbacks.
And then what?
So I don't know. It'd be
Then what does that say
interesting.
about McCarthy, though?
Right, I was gonna say it'd be interesting to see, just because like you feel like since they didn't re-sign Darnold, that it's sorry, all right, JJ's up, right? But then if they signed Rodgers, it's like, wait. I don't know. And the thing is too, it's like you could say they're bringing in a veteran quarterback who has done this, but it's like he's like the worst veteran quarterback you could bring in to try and like take someone under his wing, right? Like he is just legitimately a toxic person, a toxic teammate, and just only cares about himself. So it's like you probably wouldn't want your like hopeful future QB to learn anything from him at all. So it would really like be a question mark, right? Like I don't know.
Yeah, like I guess the assumption would be you're assuming he's only planning on playing one more year, and
Right.
that's why you're
Right.
signing him, because you're saying, well, maybe we want to have a guy that knows what he's doing in
Yeah.
case JJ's not ready yet. Because
Right.
like I can totally see the argument of like our team is ready to win now. Like the Vikings do have a very good team.
It's true.
So like maybe you do say, well, let's give JJ another year just to keep learning. Like Jordan Love got how many years to learn behind on the Packers? Aaron Rodgers had how many years to learn behind Brett Favre? Like maybe they
True.
take a little play out of that Packers playbook for a minute there.
Right.
But yeah, no, I think that the actually I think I've changed my mind what the funniest outcome is. The funniest outcome is he just retires. Like he
Yeah.
leaves all these
Yeah.
teams waiting. They're all
Right.
just hoping that he's going to sign with him, and he just retires. That
He
would be
pulls like the He pulls the classic selfish Aaron Rodgers move and is just like, oh, I got all your attention. All right, I'm going to relax at the house for the year.
exactly. Yeah, that
Right?
I feel
I'm
like
gonna go
that's what.
I'm gonna go on my ayahuasca trips all year long.
That would be very Aaron Rodgers, and it would be the funniest outcome possible.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah, no, I mean that's all kind of all we got going. I mean, I saw a report from on Twitter that was like the Steelers are getting close to a deal with him. I don't know how true that is because it's Twitter,
Right,
and
right.
who is your actual source? Because it's not from like an actual, like,
For someone inside, it's
yeah,
not
like
from
it's
someone inside
not
the
it's
organization,
it's
right?
not the it's not the Ian Rappaports or the Adam Schefters telling you this. It's just like NFL news and
Right.
updates at
Yeah.
whatever, and it's
It's
like,
all mostly just speculation at this point.
yeah. So I don't know if he signs with the Steelers, like, fine, whatever. I guess I'll be sad all year or whatever, but
You'll still watch, though.
I will still watch. I will hate watch.
Yep.
I hope he has as great a run as he did 2 years ago with the Jets.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, that's really all, I think that's all we need for football. There's not a whole lot going on unless you really have something to say.
I mean, the only other thing really is like Jamar and T signed.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I mean, you're probably, I mean, like you might not really be happy to see that, but like you also might be happy to see that just because like their offense is going to be great, but they're going to have to draft like really well to have a legitimate team, like especially defensively.
Yeah, and the offensive line, like it still wasn't good last year, and it's
Right.
continue like I get locking at least one of them up,
Definitely.
but with how deep wide receiver draft classes have been the past few years, like I can totally get you being like seeing what happened to the Titans where they traded away AJ Brown and drafted his replacement and that did not work out. I can see you being worried about that, but like the Titans went from having AJ Brown and friends basically to having friends who weren't good, right? Like re-sign Ja'Marr Chase, let T. Higgins trade T. Higgins when you had the chance, basically,
Agreed.
would have done, get stuff back. Then you can actually like spread the wealth around and get because like it's the thing that every team runs into, right? They invest in their stars, they're not able to keep core pieces around that are like integral to being able to, you know, actually have a championship team. Like you could, they can be a playoff team with a bad offensive line and a bad defense. They're not going to be a championship team with a bad offensive
Right.
line and a bad defense.
Right.
You know, and it's just you're keeping around your stars at the cost of your ability to actually win legitimate football games.
I mean, yeah, and the worst part is that like Sam Hubbard and Trey Hendrickson, Sam Hubbard retired and Trey Hendrickson's like, get me out of here, please.
Yeah,
So it's like
exactly.
the two like actual good pieces of your defense are piecing out.
Yeah.
So it's like, what do you have left, right? Like, there's just nothing you can, I don't know.
Yeah, and like I'm not going to sit here and say T. Higgins isn't good because he's very talented, very good.
100%.
Is he worth that contract? Like, some team will pay it. I like to some team it's worth it. But when you already have a bona fide alpha wide receiver on your team, you don't really need to pay the luxury cost to
I
have
don't know,
him
man.
be your team.
I have a lot of people that are T like that are around me, like my friends that are T Higgins hype beasts. And the okay, T Higgins or DK, who would you rather have?
Well, T. Higgins is younger, first off.
Right.
I think that I would rather have DK Metcalf, though.
I would agree. I think he's a slight step above T. Higgins when it comes to like
Yes,
wide receiver
yes.
one legitimacy and
Like, I think T. Higgins can be like, T. Higgins has like that. Like I can be your like the best number two in the NFL. Like there's nothing wrong with that. Do I think that he can be a one? Sure. Do I think that you would want him to be your one? No. Like that's kind of how I see it. Where it's like there are some guys who are like it's like the same idea with like Jaylen Waddle. Like, do you want Jaylen Waddle to be your number one wide receiver? Not really. Do you want DeVonta Smith to be your number one wide receiver? No. But like you're cool with having him as your number
he
two.
has more of a case to be a wide receiver one, I
Yeah.
would say.
He
But yeah,
does.
you still
But just
he
like
would be
that.
on the weaker side of like the top end wide receiver ones is like the case you're making right now, which I would agree with.
Like the, both all three of them could be a wide receiver one and be productive wide receiver ones. Like that, I'm not trying to say that they would suck, but they wouldn't be. You know, they would be more in line with a, they're the number one of a group of good receivers instead of they're the guy in that room kind of thing.
I agree with that too. It is kind of smart. I just kind of thought about this in my head. It is kind of smart of T. Higgins to like take the title of like highest paid wide receiver too, because that just raises that ceiling, right? Like there was no real like floor or ceiling for that position, right? Like it was like your wide receiver two, you'll get like a somewhere between this range of money, right? Like it's like whatever. But now he kind of set the ceiling, which will turn into the floor, obviously, because that's how NFL contracts work. And it's only going to help him out in the long run. Like if he stays around to get another contract, he'll have even fatter pockets, right? Like, so not horrible on his end, but I feel like it is kind of weird. Like I feel like anyone, especially wide receivers, like are pretty egotistical, and like to take that title of like wide receiver two on your own team, that's a hit to the ego, I feel like, because like in most wide receivers are like, I'm that dude, whether they're wide receiver one or they're wide receiver three, right? Like, so I guess props to him for taking the ego hit and taking all the money, but then again, he's getting a lot of money in return, so it's like, who really cares, right?
Like, never gonna ever tell a guy don't get your money, right? Like, get what you can. It's just, yeah, man. Like, as a Steelers fan, I'm looking at it and I'm like, okay, that's cool,
You can deal with
right?
that, right? Like,
Like,
that's fine. Yeah.
have like.
No,
It's just
no matter who you have at quarterback, they're gonna be able to
who are
do
you
a
gonna
decent
protect?
job against
How
that
are you
defense.
gonna protect Joe Burrow, right? Like,
Right.
I know they drafted a guy last year. They, have had some investment in that offense. It's just they've never been able to figure it out, right? Like, their guard position has been a turnstile the past couple years. It's just you're leaving holes that you can't really fill with the draft.
Yeah, agreed.
Because
Or if you fill that hole, it's going to take time. It's going to be a process. Like, you can get maybe one to three guys that are going to be NFL ready, and then especially when you're talking about offensive line, it's going to be an even smaller number than that, just because like it's going to take time. It's a faster game. It's a different pace. They're playing, a lot of offensive linemen out of the draft get moved around too, right? Whether it's from guard to tackle, tackle to guard, whatever the case is. It's a process.
Yeah, and like their secondary is very wishy-washy, and that is a position just notoriously bad for first-year players. Like, obviously the Eagles had success with their guys this year, but like that's the exception, right? Like,
Yeah, agreed.
it's just that is the position that everyone like it's they struggle to adapt to the NFL. Yeah, I just. Like, if I'm a Bengals fan, I'm kind of confused what we're doing.
We'll see. I mean, the thing is like those are win now contracts, and the Bengals aren't in that position to win now. Like they'll probably be in the same range as they were last year, like fringe playoff team, right? Like, and
I
it's not
mean,
like it's not like they're in a bad division either, right? They have the Ravens, the Steelers are going to be competitive like they always are. The Browns are the Browns, but still, like they put together wins occasionally too. Like, it's not a cakewalk, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I just feel like with Joe Burrow, like they're going to be able to be in a position to win games. Like, just I do think he finds ways to elevate his guys around him. Maybe not the offensive line so much because how are you supposed to do that? But like, I do think that there is something to be said about Joe Burrow, like actually like making things work with, because when they made it to the Super Bowl, they had a bad offensive line. Right? Like,
Yeah,
I'm
pretty
not
abysmal.
saying like they can't win a playoff game with this team, but bad offensive line coupled with a bad defense is very rough. And
Because they're when they made the Super Bowl, their defense was a competitive defense. It wasn't like anything great, but they had, I mean, the edge rushers were great, like their D line, they had decent corners. Their secondary was okay. It wasn't great, but it was good enough, right? Like,
They had a reliable defense. Like, it wasn't a, it wasn't like a world beater, but it, you knew that they could go in and make a play if they needed to. That's what it was. And now they don't. Yeah, it's just like, good for you, Cincinnati. Keep on being what you are. Like,
Yeah, it's fun. It's funny. Like they tr like notoriously like never pay people. Now they decide to pay people. Like, I mean, I get Jamar, obviously. I think everyone gets Jamar, but like you're gonna give the two biggest wide receiver contracts out like back to back, like, and you're in a horrible position to do that when you should be spreading money elsewhere, especially after, I mean, like we said, you overpay in free agency. We talked about it last episode, but still, like, there was a couple of decent guys out there that you could have at least went after, right? I don't know. I don't know. Just weird, weird.
And like it would also be a different story if like Joe Burrow was on his rookie contract still,
Yeah.
right? Like, but he's not, and so it's
Right.
not a different like it.
Yeah.
It's just things get changed when you have when you've already paid the top money for that quarterback. Like everything kind of has to shift around that. And yeah, I mean, I get it. Like you don't want to be kind of like I get like the Chiefs have really good receivers. Don't get me wrong, but like they are kind of like is Rashee Rice really a one? Is Xavier Worthy really a one?
Yeah.
Like that's kind of the situation they've come into at that
Right.
point because like obvious like I mean they could have kept Tyreek Hill, like he wanted out, so that's different. But it's kind of one of those things like I do get like when you lose your receiver, it can be very difficult to replace them, especially when you're not drafting at the top, right? Like these receivers
Right.
are going
Right.
earlier and earlier now because of how valuable the position is. But the Bengals
Yeah.
sucked. They have a decent draft pick. They can get a really good receiver. They can get one of the best receivers in this draft.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
I mean, you got a good point. And like the thing I guess that makes me think of too, like Mahomes, I'm like you said, Rashee Rice isn't really like a wide receiver one, but he has Patrick Mahomes at quarterback. So he's gonna put out wide receiver one numbers, right? Same with Xavier Worthy. Like, I mean, not Xavier Worthy's not obviously gonna be a wide receiver putting out wide receiver one numbers, but still like he has productive games and he's a productive wide receiver, right? Like he's probably a pretty reliable wide receiver too with Mahomes. And especially if Rice is on the field too. Like he obviously suffered from Rice being out for a majority of the year this year, but I mean, I don't know. So.
The Chiefs have kind of gone from being like having that alpha in Tyreek Hill and friends to being like we have like the group now, right? Like
Right.
it's no longer like we have our alpha and these other guys. It's like we have these three receivers who we're gonna kind of play through,
Yeah. And I
kind
mean,
of.
obviously you have Kelce too, which helps. Which he's kind of, I mean, obviously he's getting older, so he's regressing, but still he's productive as well too, so.
Like he's an average tight end at this point, but like
Yeah.
that's, I mean, like that's still better than a bad tight end, right? So,
Yeah. Yep.
but yeah, I mean, again, not a whole lot of football going on, so I know you're excited for some March Madness, Tyler. Do you want to get the ball rolling on our next segment?
Yeah. So obviously I feel like I covered this last episode, but favorite time of the year. March Madness. You know, you got March Madness. My birthday's at the end of the month, so it's like double whammy, great combo. Love that. MSU is looking phenomenal this year. Aside from all that, we kind of talked about all that last episode. So Thomas had the great idea to kind of pull up the bracket here. A completely empty bracket, and we're gonna fill it out together. And have some compromise and see who we end up picking. So I'm going to start sharing my screen here. Thomas, let me know if
Let's
this
see
looks good on your
what
end.
happens. Yes, Tyler, we can all see it.
How's it
I
going?
think that
Okay.
this might be weirdly formatted though, because we're going to be at the top and I think
Right.
it's a little funky.
Okay.
That's
That's
okay.
fine. I was testing to make sure that this would work, and I just clicked Auburn. I think we're both comfortable with that pick, though.
Yes, I'm okay with
Okay.
that pick. Don't worry.
Okay.
No surprise there. I do not believe in all stores. Pfa. Or
Okay.
Sufpa.
Okay. Yeah. San Francisco, whatever their name is. Yeah. okay. Louisville Creighton. I have my pick. I know
You
who
have
I
your
think's gonna win.
pick?
Yeah.
Give me Creighton, Tyler. Give me Creighton. Give me Creighton. Give me Creighton.
I'm on Louisville,
You're on
Thomas.
Louisville? Oh no.
Listen, listen, listen. And let me give my little pitch for them. They
Okay.
are severely, I feel like they're pretty underseeded for being an 8 seed. They're the second best team in the ACC. Chucky Hepburn, the Wisconsin transfer. Not sure if you're familiar with him at all. He's a hooper. He's been hooping. I think that they win this game. Creighton is good, but I think that Louisville edges them out.
I mean, I'll defer to your judgment, Tyler, on this one. I kind of was just looking at it as like it's the close seating. Like, these are two programs, like they're known as basketball schools, right? Like,
Yes.
it's one of those things where it's like it might be as 50-50 as possible, to be
Right.
honest,
Yeah. This, I
the
mean,
way I
it's going to
see
be a
this.
great game.
Not
It's going
just
to be a
because
great
it's an
game.
8-9, but it's because like
No.
when you have these
It
schools that are like, this is what
right.
they're known for, they're
Yeah.
known for basketball, like unless they had like an absolutely abysmal year, like you kind of know that they have that capacity to do it. But
Yeah.
I'll defer to you and go Louisville on this one.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, Louisville has a there it's a first year head coach, but he's super cool. He's like younger, he's like super upbeat and stuff. I mean, Creighton makes you think of like Doug McDermott,
Yeah,
obviously,
I get
legend. His
that.
dad
Yeah.
still coaches there, I think, but we'll stick with Louisville. If we
UC
have a
San
if
Diego,
we
UC San Diego, UC San Diego, UC San Diego, UC San Diego, UC San Diego.
I won't say anything. I think that's the trendy pick right now. I actually bet, I'll admit, I bet on Michigan to reach the Sweet 16. So fingers crossed. It's a parlay. I didn't just bet on that single.
Tyler,
It's.
if you want, if you want to put Michigan beating UC San Diego, you can go ahead. I was saying
No,
that just for a
I'll take the
bit.
upset because if Michigan loses, I'll still be happy,
Okay.
if I'm being honest.
I was kind of just doing a bit. I have
No,
no idea
I
how
know, I
good
know.
UC San Diego
But
actually is.
that's like genuinely like a trendy pick right now, too.
Okay. Okay.
So like
Fair,
just so
fair,
you
fair.
know, like a lot of people are saying UC San Diego or Michigan. I think it's going to be a competitive game. So we'll see. Michigan is on short rest and they are going to Colorado. So they're going to be dealing with the altitude and everything.
Okay.
So it could mess them up. But UC San Diego, their tallest player that they play is like 6'8 or 6'10.
Oh,
And
okay.
Michigan has 2 7-footers. So. But we'll keep UC San Diego on there just because, just for the trolls, for any of my Michigan friends watching.
Yeah,
Up
I think
your.
you know what, Tyler? UC San Diego might make the Final Four, to be honest.
Yeah, and I agree, and also up yours to all my Michigan friends that are watching this right now, if you're watching at all.
Is
Anyways,
this even a question for Texas A&M and Yale, Tyler? Like
I think I don't know what you're because I don't. I feel like you're. Are you being serious? Or are you
Like it's just
being?
Texas A&M, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've picked Yale in a couple brackets. I mean, I only done two brackets. I picked Yale, I think once,
Like I'm not gonna
but
sit here and pretend like I like know
A&M has a good
college
squad though.
basketball. Like you know more than I do. Like the one thing I do know is the SEC teams this year are like insane.
Yeah. A&M has a really good squad. So we can stay with A&M. They do have a really good team. But Yale is always like a sleeper Ivy League school with a bunch of hoopers. But we'll stick with A&M on that though. Okay, we got Ole Miss versus San Diego State, the winner of San Diego State UNC.
Can I just say, how in the world are you going to allow on the selection committee one of the athletic directors for a college?
Yeah.
Like, athletic directors have no business being on a selection committee.
Agreed.
So, for that reason, Ole Miss.
Okay. I think the funny part is like he was like, oh, like I wasn't in the room, like I was away. And it's like, dude, like you're friends with all these people. Like they're gonna help you out, right? Like they're gonna be like, hey, we got you, pal. Don't worry, your team was dog shit this year, but we'll put them in for you.
Yeah,
They
like
had
okay.
they were 1-12 in quad one games, Thomas. 1-12.
Yeah, no, I know that they sucked this year. They were not a good basketball team.
Unreal. Okay, Iowa State Lipscomb. Lipscomb. I don't know
I
I don't know how
mean,
you say
I think that Lipscomb is going to play like Lip Scum, so Iowa State. Let's
I
go.
will say this for down the line, I agree with that pick, but Iowa State did lose one of like their best guards. He's like one of their best players too. So for future reference, just remember that.
I'll keep that in mind. I'll keep that in mind for
Okay. Marquette, what are they, the Golden Eagles versus the New Mexico Lobos.
You
New Mexico
know,
State.
let's give some love to the city of Milwaukee and go Marquette on this one.
Okay, I agree. Good squad. Marquette's usually pretty solid coming
Yeah,
out.
like they're always one of those schools that's like that it's basketball. It's a basketball
Yeah.
school.
Yeah. Michigan State Bryant, Thomas.
Listen, I think that Bryant plays a very fast-paced basketball game. I think that they're gonna try and get out and get at Michigan State real early. It just so happens that Michigan State has one of the greatest defenses in college basketball, and that's not going to work. Give me Michigan State all the way, Tyler.
On top of that, Michigan State already runs at a fast pace. And when teams try to run at the pace that MSU runs, it usually tends to not work for them. So I obviously agree with that pick too. So
This
we'll go
might
down to
kind of
the,
get off the table.
we'll work our way down to the West now.
Okay.
Florida, Norfolk State. Florida. Right, come on. I mean, come
Just
on.
just write it down. Write it down.
Florida's like the best college basketball team in the country right now. Like they're the hottest team in the country. So just for future reference as well.
More like
UConn, Oklahoma, back-to-back champs versus Jeremiah.
UConn.
Huh?
More like UConn to win the game.
Jeremiah Fears in Oklahoma. I like Oklahoma as well. Just because UConn, I mean, Hurley is a cocky prick, and I'm sick of
Listen,
him.
do we go? Yeah, I mean, like, they took a step back these past couple years, I kind of like Oklahoma. I know I like again, like not that I followed them super closely, but like I know they've had a pretty good season. Again, like I think that, like I don't know, like it just really doesn't seem like UConn is like obviously they're not playing at the level they were at. I don't think that they. I think that part of the eight seed is just off of respect to the last couple of years too, is why they got that. To be
Good
honest.
take. I'll take Oklahoma as well. Jeremy Fear's younger brother, way better at scoring the basketball than Jeremy Fear's. I won't say way better at just playing basketball in general. Way better scorer, like phenomenal, like a stud.
Well, Tyler, to be fair, in Jeremy's defense, he did miss an entire year because he was shot.
Yes, just like everyone on national television likes to mention, he did get shot in the leg. Yes.
That might have an impact on his ability to play basketball.
It's a fair point, I would say. Yeah. I mean, he's good. He's not
He's a very
bad. He
good
just
basketball
doesn't,
player.
not a great scorer is all I was saying. I love Jeremy Fierce. But okay. Memphis, Colorado State. Fun fact, Colorado State is actually favored in this game.
There's no way. Why?
They're really good, apparently.
Is Penny Hardaway still coaching Memphis?
He is. And they have this guard, PJ Haggerty. He is a hooper. He's probably one of the best guards in the country. I'm personally on Memphis on this, but a lot of people are saying Colorado State over Memphis.
Listen,
I don't know. Memphis
I was
beat
on Memphis. When I
Michigan
made my
State
bracket, I was
earlier.
on Memphis.
Memphis beat Michigan State earlier this year too. And PJ Haggerty
I
was going crazy.
was on Memphis when I made my own bracket. I
Okay.
feel Memphis on this one.
Okay.
I don't care if Colorado like what, I don't care if Colorado State's gonna is
Yeah.
favored.
I agree, and the thing I always think about when I think about Colorado State is that they played Michigan a couple years ago in the tournament, and they were like a 10 seed. Michigan was like a 7, and everyone was like, "Oh, Colorado State, watch out, Colorado State!" And then they blew it, and I hated them because I picked them because I was like, "Hey, man, give me a reason to pick against Michigan." And everyone was like, "Dude, Colorado State, they're gonna win." And no, they lost, and I was pissed. So, yeah, I'm on the Memphis train too on that.
Tyler,
Okay, the.
give me Grand Canyon.
You want that? I'll give you that.
Give me Grand Canyon over
All right.
Maryland.
Again, Grand Canyon over the Crab Five at Maryland.
Yeah,
Have you
give
heard have you heard that nickname? The Crab
No, what
Five?
is it?
The
The
Crab
Crab Five?
Five.
Is
Because
it?
they're all from like the Maryland
Oh,
area, and
really?
yeah, so they call them like obviously the Fab Five, the Crab Five.
I thought it was going to be about like they like crab legs or something. I don't know.
No, like there's like five dudes that are like from the Maryland area that like start for them, so they call them the Crab Five.
Yeah, you know what? No, Grand Canyon. Give me Grand Canyon.
Okay. All
Love Grand
right.
Canyon.
Missouri Drake. I'll let you pick and then I'll tell you kind of how I feel.
Say, Drake. I think you're going to be in misery.
Right. So you're on Missouri.
Yeah.
A lot of people, I'll say this, a lot of people are on Drake from what I've heard. I've just been consuming so much college basketball media that like so
Hey,
I'm
you
just
want
trying to be.
Drake?
No, I'm not saying I want Drake. I'll take Missouri
Tyler, we're
because
supposed to be
I
collaborating
liked
here,
what
so push back
I know.
against me. I don't know what I'm
I like what
talking
you did with
about.
the no, but I like what you did with the play on words though.
Oh, okay.
So we'll take Missouri. Plus, like I said, a lot of people are on Drake, so that let's go with the six seed, right? Let's go with Missouri and go against the popular pick too. Texas Tech, UNC Wilmington. Texas Tech.
Is this not just Texas Tech?
Yeah, I think it's pretty straightforward.
Like I feel like that, yeah. I feel like Texas Tech makes sense.
Bill Self in Kansas versus John Calipari in Arkansas. scrub Hunter Dickinson, hate his guts forever,
Gosh.
versus I don't know anybody on Arkansas, but they have John Calipari as their coach.
You know what? If there's one thing I know about John Calipari teams, it's that they can win a couple games in the tournament and then lose.
Right.
So let's go Arkansas. Let's go Arkansas here.
I
This could
agree.
be
And here's the thing
interesting.
with Calipari too. He's like, when he was with Kentucky, they would always lose like the against like a 15 seed too, some shit like that. He now he's underseeded, right? He's got a little bit of he got a little bit of something to work for, right? So I like that bit too.
No, I see what you mean. He realized, oh, I always lose to the lower seed. So if I'm the lower seed, I'm going to be the one in the game. I get it now.
He's like, let me flip that switch. Anyways, St. John's Red Storm with Patino versus Omaha, Nebraska. Frankie Fiddler's old team.
Well, let's go St. John's.
Sounds, I agree.
Honestly, I don't know where I saw it. It was like the Rick Pitino. There was a tweet about Rick Pitino where someone's like, "Man went to Ionia to coach just for the love of the game."
Just for the love of the game, I saw that too. That's funny. All right, so should we just do the whole left side of the bracket and then flip to the right side of the bracket?
Sure, let's do
Okay.
that. Let's do
So
exactly that,
we'll
actually.
go to the top now. Auburn, Louisville.
Auburn, of course.
I think we're on Auburn, yeah. UC
UC
San
San Diego,
Diego.
UC San Diego, UC San Diego. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, Tyler. I don't
We
know.
could. We could.
What do you think?
You, there usually is a high seed that makes a run.
I know. Do we think it's UC San Diego?
I don't know. I mean, hold on. On this side of the bracket, other than Grand Canyon, they're like the only
Give
high
me
seed
UC
that.
San Diego. Give me UC San Diego.
Why not? Why not, man? I've never, and here's the thing too. I've never heard of this team ever,
No,
and
exactly. It's like Loyola Chicago.
always the teams you've never heard of that make the run. St. Peter's, FDU, Farley Dickinson. Who the fuck? Like, no one's ever heard of them. They made runs.
I love it. I love it. Ole Miss.
Okay.
You did say Iowa State was missing their guard, correct?
They are. They are.
I feel Ole Miss then.
I think we do we agree on this pick?
Tyler, I think you know who's going to win this game.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm scared because people are like, "Oh, you remember what? 2 years ago, we were a seven seed. They were a two seed. We played them in the second round and we beat them.
Yes.
Now roles are reversed."
You know what I'm more scared for is if Texas Tech makes it to the Final Four again.
Me
That's what
too.
I'm more scared
That
for.
we'll deal with that later though. But yeah, I agree. That like Vietnam flashbacks, like fucking.
No, give me the boys. Give me the boys, Tyler. Give me the boys.
Course.
Give me the boys.
Florida, Oklahoma. I think we.
It's just Florida. Dude, the SEC is so good though.
I
Like,
know.
how does this happen? How did the SEC become a basketball conference?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Is it just
NIL?
NIL? Is it just
I
NIL?
feel like it has to be NIL because, like, this is what happened. SEC was always like a step back, I feel like. Like, they always had like a good team or two,
Yeah. Like
right?
they'd
But they
have one
never
or
were
two
like.
teams that you're like, maybe they're in the Final Four this year.
Right.
There was always
But.
ACC or Big Ten that you were like, they're gonna win.
Yep.
You well, I mean,
And then.
usually it was ACC is gonna win, but like let's
Right. And then also, like, think about it. Football, they were always like the powerhouse. Now they've like taken a step back too. So it's like they kind of like
Flip
flip
flops.
spots.
Okay.
But
Okay. Yeah.
maybe. NIL seems like the likely suspect for that.
Yeah.
Thomas, you want to roll with Grand Canyon or are you like Penny Hardaway's squad?
Give me Penny Hardaway squad.
I got you.
Even though like I feel like everything I've read about Penny Hardaway while coaching at Memphis has annoyed me. But give me Penny Hardaway squad.
It was just like when he first started, he was like kind of unbearable in the media.
It was kind of like the Dion thing, man.
Yeah.
Like
It
he was
was a
like,
lot like a Dion thing. But now he's like stepped back. Like you don't really hear
yeah,
about
like I
him
haven't
that
heard about
much.
him in the past couple of years. Like I feel
Yeah.
like when he first got hired, it was like, I like actually don't like you, Penny Hardaway, but now
Yeah.
I haven't heard about him, I don't care anymore.
Yeah, agreed. Do we want to do it? Push him to the Sweet 16?
Yeah, push him to the Sweet 16, Tyler. Let him
Okay.
go. Let him go. We'll allow it. And this is just certainly St. John's, right?
I would agree, yeah. I mean, I think that obviously you have John Calipari on the other side, but I think that, you know, Patino's just been his, St. John's has just been way better, I think. So, all
It's also just
right.
like, I mean, I feel like Patino has just always been a better coach than Calipari.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I
I
mean,
think that
Calipari.
the thing Calipari always got down was recruiting. I think
Yeah,
Patino
he
is.
always had like He had like 10 five stars coming in every
And
year.
he would have like a lineup full of like all guys that were going to be NBA lottery picks and
Dude,
still managed to lose in the tournament.
he would platoon team, like he would have the starters, and then on the bench there'd be like five stars on the bench that he would just platoon swap in.
It's crazy. And they still lost and they still didn't win at all. This
Auburn,
is
UC. I think this is where the Cinderella's.
certainly Auburn.
Yeah, the Cinderella story. This is the game where like UC San Diego's like coming off hot. They had two like tight wins, and then Auburn blows them out by like 20
This
points.
is the Oakland University come down to earth moment.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, we gotta talk about this one.
No, we don't have to talk about that. Give it to us. Give it to us, coach.
Come on, nah.
I
All
will
right.
say, if we say that Michigan State wins at all, that will be the most predictable thing we could do.
We gotta no. I plan on having a different winner than Michigan State.
Okay, I'll allow you to, I'll let you take the reins on that when you decide that we're gonna lose
Okay.
that, because I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. We're winning it all, Tyler.
Oh, I mean, listen, every other bracket I'm going to make that I'm going to put into like for money brackets, they will have Michigan State as a winner. 1,000,000%. Every single I'm going to live and die by Michigan State. If they lose before the Final Four, I will be on mental health watch because I'm going to be so down bad.
Rest in peace, Tyler's bank account.
No, legitimately. So just everyone keep that in mind for the future. Anyways. Florida, Memphis.
More like Memph Miss, because
Yeah.
Florida's going to beat them.
I agree. I agree. Texas Tech, St. John's.
Tyler, I don't want to repeat. I do not want to repeat in the Final Four matchup. Move St. John's
But
along, please.
wouldn't it be so sweet though if we went there and then we won?
Is that what you
I'll take
want to, are that,
no.
you want to
No,
manifest that? You want to manifest
we'll
that,
take St.
Tyler?
John's. We'll take St. John's. We'll take St. John's.
This
It's
is going to be
fine.
the first ever 100% accurate bracket.
Facts. Imagine that'd actually be insane. Okay,
I
Auburn,
know.
Michigan State.
It's hard. This is really hard, Tyler.
I know, but is
Not
it
just
though?
because, like, obviously it's the 1-2, like, but
Auburn's really good. Auburn for
they're
the
just
longest
so,
time,
like,
this year, Auburn was the best team. I mean, they're the number one overall seed. Like they were the best
yeah.
team consistently all year long. They weren't they nece but they have showed weaknesses though. They have faltered a little bit.
You know what? I
But
believe
then
in
again,
our
I mean,
boys.
Michigan State
Tyler,
did.
I believe in our boys.
I
I
do
believe in
too.
our boys, Tyler.
Listen, this is the thing. When the wins start rolling, no, stop. We've gone on like multiple 7+ game win streaks this year. So that's kind of what I'm thinking. If we get hot, there's not a lot of teams in the country that can beat us, in my opinion.
Yeah. I believe it. I believe it. I
Okay,
believe
so
in these
MSU
guys.
books their trip to San Antonio in the Final Four in the Knowing Ball bracket.
In the knowing ball bracket, MSU. Yeah, hell yeah.
Florida St. John's.
See,
I mean, I think Florida.
yeah, like,
Just and here's the thing. St. John's, really good. Defenders, but not good at really shooting the three ball.
yeah, like, I just.
Which, hold on, time. I will say this. That has been said about Michigan State, but the past like 5 or 6 games, shooting like 30%+ from three, which is very much better
True.
than what we were
True.
shooting at the start of the year. So
True.
I'll say that. St. John's, on the other hand, I don't think they've seen that much improvement because Patino himself will say that his 3-point shooting is
Yeah.
pretty
I
rough.
mean, give us Florida, man. Give us Florida. I mean, it at this point it's like,
This is the thing. I'm really excited. I hope that these two Elite Eight matchups happen simply because it's Auburn and Florida are both super SEC teams. Like SEC, they play SEC ball. They play super fast. They like to shoot a lot, super fast. Like I just want to see that versus two like St. John's and Michigan State,
defense,
two teams
you
that
know,
can't really stroke it, but can strap
their
down and play
claws.
defense.
Whoa.
Like, come on, that's a basketball term.
Yes, it is. But gee, whoa.
Anyways,
Usually it's followed up by from three or something.
two
Ah,
teams that can't
Tyler.
really shoot the ball that well, but can play like really good defense. So we'll see.
Yeah, I don't think that St. John's going to be able to stroke it in this one, to be honest.
All right, Michigan State versus Florida on the left side of the bracket, and San Antonio in the Final Four. Do we want to do this pick right now, or we want to hold it off? I think
Hold
we should
on,
hold
hold on,
off.
hold on.
Okay,
Let's go to the other
okay,
side. Let's
okay.
go to the other side. Let's go to the other side.
I
Hold on,
agree, I
hold on.
agree, I agree, I agree, I agree. All right. Duke side of the bracket, the East region. I think we got
Give
Duke, right?
me Ammer or Missam.
Yeah.
You know, did you see this? I don't know what show it's from. Someone's like, if Duke loses really early in the bracket tournament, this is going to be the
Oh
greatest
my
thing of
God,
all
yeah, and the
time.
guy's like,
It's like the guy with the gun to his head.
Yeah. That
Yeah.
was funny. That is
No,
actually perfect. That's perfect.
like this is just Duke, Tyler.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Yeah, I agree.
I like Baylor.
Okay. I don't have a dog in that fight.
I like Baylor in
I
this.
don't know anything about either of those teams. So
I
other than
just
I think I bet on
love
Mississippi. I think I bet on Mississippi State one time and they
I
sold me.
love
So
Baylor in this,
I'm on the Baylor
actually.
train too. You
Oregon.
think so?
Yes.
Okay. Arizona
Akron.
versus the Zips. You like the
Give me my
Zips?
zips. Give me the zips.
I'll take that.
There's gonna okay. Not because I actually think they're a better team,
Right.
but because like upsets will happen,
Yeah.
and
You got to try and guess them.
you literally just have to guess. Like
Yeah. And I agree. I
you'll
agree too.
sound crazy saying whatever upset you think is gonna happen, but like
Right.
literally unless it's like a 7-10 and a or a 8-9, you're gonna sound
Yeah.
crazy. Whatever other thing you're trying to get at, BYU.
Okay.
Okay, I like.
Really, really, really hot team. They've been playing
Yeah.
really well.
I'm not gonna lie. In one of the brackets I made, I had BYU in the Final Four.
I think that's a realistic thing. They played really good ball at the end of the year. So we'll see.
I'll let you take this one. I feel like it's Wisconsin. Like I don't know. It's
Tanjay.
possible.
If you haven't heard of John Tanjay, get familiar with him because he's a hooper. He played like shit against Michigan. That's just because Michigan had a really good plan and he like just couldn't get it going at all. So he was just kind of cold all game. He dropped 30 like three previously on MSU the game before though. So he can hoop.
Yeah.
St. Mary's Vanderbilt, do we want to roll with AJ Hogard's squad?
Hell yeah. Give me AJ. Give me AJ.
Bama, Robert
This
Morris.
is certainly Alabama.
I would agree. Do we
If
think there's a do we think there's a 215 upset this year? It would have to be whoever's at the who's the two seed on the who is it? Tennessee? I don't see Tennessee losing either, honestly.
yeah.
Anyways.
It would have to be the it well, scroll down to the bottom. Let me see the bottom. Let me see the bottom, Tyler. Let me see the bottom. Let me see the bottom. I mean, when you got a school named Wofford, actually, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That is the team to beat to be a two seed if they're
You're
gonna
on the
make.
Wofford train?
Give me Wofford.
We can take it. We can take it. I mean,
Give me
I feel like
Wofford.
there might be a 215 this year. We'll see. We'll see. All
Why not? Why not? You gotta call him when you see him.
right, we'll go back to the top.
This is
Houston,
just certainly Houston.
yeah, yep. Gonzaga,
Give me
Georgia.
those Zags.
Yeah, I was gonna say everyone is saying Gonzaga is pretty underseeded and that's a really tough draw for Houston,
Yeah.
for the second round.
I like the Zags here.
McNeese, have you saw the manager from McNeese?
No.
Amir Khan. He's pretty popular. He gets the boys hyped up. He's like the team manager. He always has like big ass jukebox and they're like bumping like Kodak Black and stuff.
Amir Khan.
Yeah, Khan.
The boxer?
No, Amirkhan. Amir Khan. I think that's his name at least.
There's a boxer coming. Oh, wait, no. Okay,
He
yes.
like signed like an NIL deal and everything. He has like B-Dub sponsors and shit.
Wait, this guy's sick as hell. Give me
Yeah.
McNeese State. This guy is sick.
Yeah, everyone has been hyping him up.
Give
That
me
is a popular
McNeese.
pick, but
These
I
are a
do like
lot of upsets.
I like it for the vibes though too. You know what I'm
This is a
saying?
lot of upsets, Tyler.
Okay. So we're going Purdue here. I'll just tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Okay.
We might need to chalk regular for a minute.
Okay.
Illinois,
Okay. I'll take
Kentucky,
Kentucky here too. Yeah.
and
Utah State. Apparently, Utah State is a good squad. And I was listening to something today that said it's a bad draw for UCLA because they can't shoot well, and Utah State plays really decent defense.
you know what? I think that since we put BYU in, we got to put Utah State in.
Let's do it.
Out of
Look
respect
at
to the state
this.
of Utah, we got to do that.
We'll get back to this later, but look at this matchup we got in the round of 32.
I don't know what we just did.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
Again, the first 100% accurate bracket of all time.
Yes. Duke of Baylor. Duke.
Duke.
Come on.
Oregon.
Oregon versus the Zips. Okay. Okay.
Oregon.
BYU, Wisconsin. Do we want to go upset here, or do we want to keep it with Wisco?
I'll defer to your judgment on this one, Tyler. I'll defer
This
to
see,
your judgment.
I'm like tossing it up. I don't know.
I did have BYU going to the Final Four in a bracket, Tyler. I did have BYU going to the Final Four in a bracket. That's all I
Let's,
will say.
I guess, let's go BYU. I
This
don't
is
know though. Just because I don't know. I'm on the
ah.
fence. I could see Wisconsin making a run too, is a
You
thing.
know what? Go Wisconsin.
Okay. We're gonna go Bama here, I'm
Yeah,
assuming.
give me Bama. I like AJ Hogard, but not that much.
Agreed. Do we want to
Zags.
go?
Zags.
Yeah. Okay. I like that.
Houston zigged when they should have zagged. That's all I'm saying.
Purdue or McNeese?
Amir Khan. No, it's Purdue. Amir Khan, no,
This is,
man.
I will say this about Purdue. They have been really like ice cold recently. They've
Purdue
lost a
will
lot
not
of.
be winning another game in this bracket. Let's just
But
say that much, Tyler.
I will say this. They have a really good squad. And they've been there before. They were at the national championship game last
Yeah.
year. So I think that helps prevail in the
But
round of 30.
they will not be winning another game. Illinois sucks, Kentucky. Illinois is actually just bad at basketball. They're not a good
Yeah.
team. They
Hey,
suck.
they have according to majority of Illinois Twitter, they have the best potential in the Big Ten. Just so you know.
They are the worst basketball team of all time.
Just
I've
so you know,
never
when
seen a
they
worse basketball team than
hey, but
Illinois.
when they're on, man. And that's like once in a blue moon, just so you know.
They suck. Give me Wofford.
All right, we'll keep the
I'm
15.
kidding. Do we do it for the culture? Just keep Wofford in the Final Four for the culture.
Let's keep Wofford. Let's keep him.
Wofford, you doing?
Duke versus the O. Duke.
Okay, yeah. We'll go Duke. We'll go Duke. Oh, Wisconsin.
And I
Give me
was gonna say
Wisconsin.
I like Wisconsin
Give me
there. I like
Wisco.
Wisconsin there. You want the Zags here?
Give me the Zags. Give me the Zags. I love the
Okay.
Zags here.
Okay.
Give me Kentucky.
Kentucky? Yeah.
Kentucky. I love you, Wofford, but
Wofford
not today.
Cinderella run comes to an end. All
Yeah.
right. In the Elite Eight, we'll go up to the top. Hold on. Duke, Wisconsin.
Wisco.
All right.
I think they may. Tyler, I just.
Wisconsin books their ticket to the Final Four and is
I
the
think we
second
get two
Big
Big
Ten
Ten teams
team.
in the Final Four. I think we
Second Big
do.
Ten team in the Final Four.
Yeah.
Gonzaga, Kentucky. I'm going to say Kentucky if we're picking between those two.
I'll defer to your judgment. I'll defer to your judgment. I feel like.
If I were to pick the Gonzaga Purdue game, I would have picked Purdue, if I'm being
Oh,
honest.
really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can take Kentucky. I do think Gonzaga, from what I have seen,
Which,
is a better team than an 8 seed. That's all
right.
I'll say.
Which, let me say this really quick. What a cakewalk for Kentucky to get to the Final Four, by the way. Troy, Illinois, Wofford, and then Gonzaga in the Elite Eight. Are you kidding me?
Hey, you know what?
But that's madness, though.
I think we got two SEC teams, two Big Ten teams. Good representation of all
Good.
basketball.
Good.
Okay, Tyler, this is the moment of truth. What do we do?
This is the thing. This is the thing. If we advance Michigan State to the national championship, they have to play Kentucky because if they played Wisconsin, again, I would be on mental health watch if we lost to another Big Ten team. And if we lost to Wisconsin again. Or do we want the redemption? And I mean, two Big Ten teams also in the national championship, like that's a bit.
What does your heart tell you, Tyler? Because
My heart tells me I
this
want
is
Michigan
great
State to be our
podcasting for the
champ.
listeners also.
My.
Can I just interrupt for a second? Because I'm sitting here thinking for a second, and there's a lot of visualness going on with this, and we do have people that like obviously our YouTube has more viewers than we have listeners, but we like We do have people that do listen on
All right, but I feel
Spotify.
like I've been I've been like kind of walking through it, I feel like
No,
also.
yeah. But like it there's a visual aid that helps
I agree.
significantly,
I
especially if you're
agree.
not familiar with.
So if you're listening and you want to see, go on the YouTube because I'll be on the YouTube.
Yeah, and then rewind and rewatch the entire
Yes.
thing.
Yeah, and just keep listening to us talk about the NCAA tournament and how we think Michigan and how we're homers and we think Michigan State's going to win it all.
Exactly. Basically.
So I've come to the conclusion that I want to pick Michigan State to win.
I have two.
Okay.
Yes. This is it was set in stone to happen, Tyler.
Listen to this. Listen to this. Two Big Ten teams guarantees that the Big Ten wins the national championship and the Big Ten is back. And we can rub it in all of everyone's faces and say,
Big
guess
Ten is
what?
back.
We're back.
Big Ten is back.
Up
Wisco.
yours.
Wisco. Let's go. MSU though.
And then obviously we pull it off.
100% Michigan State
We
basketball.
might if we play this game we might win by 10 points
We might
legitimately.
win by a million.
All right, how many total points will be scored in the championship game, Thomas? I'm going to let you choose just by yourself. You choose the number.
12.
3 digits, Thomas.
Oh. 112. Listen, it's Big Ten basketball. It's not going to be a high scoring game.
They just played and it was like 77 to se it was like 73 to 70.
That doesn't count. That's not in the tournament when you're
Do
tired and you're
we
ready
want
to
to
go
enter the
home.
sweepstakes for the gift card and the chance to win $30,000?
Basically, we should because we're going to win this thing. If we win this thing, we have to split the money though, Tyler. I know it's going to go to your account.
Right.
But if we
Okay.
win this thing, we're
Okay.
splitting it.
Okay. All right. Michigan State, Wisconsin in the championship. Michigan State takes one. Thomas's tiebreaker total points is 112. So if this game happens, make sure to bet the under because surely they will score 112 on the dot. On the dot.
Listen, I'm just saying, like, this is how I feel about a Big Ten national championship game. I don't think it's going to be a high scoring game.
Won't be a barn burner, folks. Sorry. All right, well, hey, that's our bracket, man. Michigan State, Florida in the Final Four, and then Wisconsin, Kentucky in the Final Four as well. Kind of interested how we got to 2-3 seeds on that side,
It's a really ugly bracket, actually. I
and
hate
how
it.
I legitimately hate this bracket.
It's the ugliest bracket of all time.
It like the left side of the bracket is fine. The right side of the bracket is pure filth and just
We got a
fucking.
little, we got a little, we got a little silly.
It'll make you vomit, legitimately. So I'm gonna submit this.
You're submitting it. You don't want to change.
Hold on,
Oh
I'll sign in. I'll sign in. Don't worry. I'm gonna stop sharing though.
no. Yeah, don't share. Jesus. Oh man. No, I think that getting a little silly with Wofford really kind of screwed the right side over.
Yep.
But the vibes are just immaculate with Wofford. I don't know how to describe it. I think it's the logo. The Wofford logo, for those of you who don't know, is literally like a sad little bulldog looking guy. Oh, a terrier, sorry, he's a terrier. No, it's a silly little guy, and I love it for that. And I think that they're gonna win two games in the tournament, confirmed. Tyler's still sending in, so I'm going to keep talking.
Yeah, I forgot my password for a second.
Well, I think we've also been on for over an hour at this point.
Yeah, I've been yapping my brains
I
off at this point.
think the hour's up, so we can wrap it up. Everyone, thank you for watching. If you made it this far, let us know. Like, I want to know who makes it through the entire thing. So let us know if
Seriously,
you made
and
it through the entire thing.
if you made it this far, tell us what you think about the bracket too, okay? Like it's gross, we know, but just be honest and tell us if you agree with any of the upsets. Tell us what do you think about the Wofford
Tell
pick?
us your final four. Tell us your final four.
Yeah, there you go.
What's your
Final
final
four in the
four?
comments. Final
What's
four
your
in the comments.
champion? Like, tell
Who's
give us
winning
your
it
final
all?
four prediction. But if you made it this far, thank you so much. You are our number one fan if you made it this far, because like maybe like two people did that.
That's love.
That is true love. But yeah, we're on Spotify, we're on Apple Podcasts. You probably watch us on
Yeah.
YouTube as most people do. We hope to see you again in the next one next week, because we are
Cheers.
back on that grind of actually texting each other, hey, you want to record this week?
Yeah, boy.
So we'll stick to it. All right, everybody. Adios.
Peace.